Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
When it comes to hiring, don't search for a great talent. Match with them. Thanks to Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find qualified candidates fast. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility. Go to Indeed.com/listen and tell them you heard about them from this podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some. I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding now. 5 hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
It's a Shoppers John Deere Reaction Monday on Sports Radio 610. Here's In the Loop with John Lopez and Reggie Atitula.
Yeah, you're in the loop right here on Sports Radio 610. It is a Shoppers John Deere Reaction Monday. What are we reacting to? Well, quite a few things. The Texans victory, 20-12 over the Miami Dolphins. That was fantastic. A Texans AFC championship, AFC South championship. I have to add the South in there because it's a lot different otherwise. It'd be nice.
Boy, is it.
It'd be nice to get there, though.
Oh, man. Hey, we'd be hungover. Yeah, we'd be hungover right now.
Yeah, man. Man, I'm trying to think how hungover I'd be. I might actually
To New Orleans.
I might actually get straight up drunk.
Well, we'd have been in the studio till the wee hours. Just broadcast.
Yeah, no, we wouldn't have stopped.
We wouldn't have ended.
We wouldn't have stopped.
Yeah,
we wouldn't after have the post game show is the after post game show.
Yeah, yeah, we would have been here just opening bottles and everything else.
Yeah,
like
yeah.
I'd have been. Would it be interesting to know? Is it at all interesting to you that I have only been drunk? I think one time, maybe two, if I'm forgetting one.
That's impressive, man.
You've only been drunk once or twice.
That's correct. I'm good with
the kids these days.
I'm good with mine.
I know.
You know what's funny is like
Lopez kids.
What is funny though is like there are studies or whatever that show that it does feel like
the
younger generation are doing a little bit less of the wilding out, which is kind of crazy to think.
Why are the kids these days so damn responsible?
I know, man.
Do I count as the kids these days?
Well,
anymore. Radio guy only been drunk one time.
But still, you went to college.
I did go to college.
You were in high school.
That's right. Well, high school is an interesting one because I learned that people was doing like hard drugs in high school after. I was like, wait, y'all was doing that? I didn't know about all that. All right. There is a little bit more news on Chiefs quarterback Patrick Mahomes. He is obviously or the Chiefs generally are your opponent, your next opponent. And obviously that this is a stretch of 3 games in 11 days that is quite a challenge. And honestly, right now, after the Steelers lose their game, you have an opportunity. You're only a game out of third place, right? If things break your way, you could possibly move up in the standings and possibly give yourself a better opportunity and maybe hosting a second round game should some things shake a different way, or at least avoiding what at this point looks like it would be the Baltimore Ravens, probably one of the most explosive offenses in the league. I guess that's a harder case to make seeing the Bills, what they did yesterday. But Patrick Mahomes, quarterback of the Chiefs, was diagnosed with a mild high ankle sprain following tests. He's still considered week to week. So that falls in line with like the initial tests of what happened. So with the Saturday turnaround, right, the 6 days as opposed to full 7, That makes it tougher on the possibility that he plays on Saturday.
I can't imagine that he is. I'm not trying to, you know, break any news here. I think it's pretty straightforward. But let's hear from D'Amico Ryans about all this stuff, because D'Amico live right now from NRG Stadium.
After y'all clinched the AFC South yesterday, so what does it mean to you to do that for the second straight year?
Yeah, clinching the AFC South is huge for us. Great accomplishment by all of our guys. It's always our goal, right? You want to make it in the postseason. You have to win your division. It starts there. And so we're just thankful for everyone who played a part in us, you know, reaching the first step of our goal, and that's getting in. Credit to all of our guys and the work that they put in, the way they played. And yesterday was just outstanding to see them play that way, play complimentary football and find a way to win games. And so very proud of our guys and proud to win the AFC South.
Having clinched, how do you approach the remainder of the regular season in terms of trying to improve so you hit the playoffs in stride, and also there's some potential for seeding improvement?
And for us, we still take it one week at a time, even though we've clinched the AFC South, it still doesn't change our approach. When we line up and play, we're still trying to improve as a football team in all areas and try to play our best ball, you know, when playoffs time hit. So we're trying to still improve, still do our best.
When you look at the film from yesterday, what did you see with the offense, the changes you guys made up front? How do you think, after looking at it, how do you think that worked?
Yeah, really pleased with the offensive line and what they did yesterday. Really liked the lineup that we had, you know. First, I'd like to thank Titus. Just, he should get some love for being unselfishly moving over inside to the left guard position, and Blake coming in playing the most snaps that he's played. I think, you know, he had a good start there, and he still has room to grow and improve. But I think for his first time, his first outing there, he think he did a really good job, and just collectively the group held up pretty well in protection. Always things to clean up, but I was pleased with the O-line play, and we'll see where we can grow from there.
D'Amico, how do you think the bye week, when you look back, the bye week helped CJ bounce back? He needed rest in his position. It seemed like he had extra zip on the balls yesterday.
Yeah, the bye week definitely helped. Alan, CJ helped everyone. I think just being refreshed, energized, I think the energy was really good yesterday from our entire team. I think that's where the bye week helped us. We were still rolling there in the fourth quarter. Felt like we had the mental and physical stamina to finish the game the right way. So I think it helped everyone.
No, Joe Mixon suffered a little bit of ankle injury in the first half. How did he come out? And do you have any concern with him about Saturday?
Yeah, Joe came out fine. He missed some time there, but he'll be fine.
Hey, it's Mark Schler with the Stinking Truth Podcast. The NFL season is in full swing, and I'll be here to break down all the action like no one else can. Follow and listen to the Stinking Truth Podcast on your free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
We talked a lot about Stingley and Kalen yesterday. How pleased have you been with, you talked about Titus stepping up, Jimmy stepping up, and
playing nickel for Jalen when he went down?
Yeah, Jimmy, you know, he hasn't blinked. Jimmy's been a great playmaker for us, and he's stepped in wherever we needed him to play, move him around a lot. He's thrived in whatever role we've given him. The thing about Jimmy is that he loves to play football. you watch the tape, you watch him play, like he's all over the field flying around, because he just loves to play football. Wherever he lines up, it really doesn't matter to him. Like, he just wants to be out there and do anything he can to help the team win.
Coach,
from the outside looking in, what did you see that made you so impressed by Tim Settle Jr. and bringing him in, knowing that he would fit into your defensive scheme?
Yeah, what I saw from Tim, first off, Tim's a young player. Even though he's been in the league for a while, he's still a young player who's ascending. I saw a bigger defensive lineman who has some explosive traits that are really liked on film, and just felt like getting him in our scheme would accentuate those traits even more. We would allow him to play an attack style of defense more, and thought he would be really good at it. And Tim is, he's taken it, he's ran with it. He's been a really great addition to our defense. great player to have. There's great energy. He keeps it light on the team. You need that. Tim knows how to have a good time, and he puts a smile on everyone. That's how everyone here is smiling, so I guess you guys know as well. But just love the energy that he brings to our entire team.
I know Stingley has been good for you guys for a long time, but just how impressive was what he did there in that fourth quarter for you yesterday, getting two interceptions to kind of seal the game?
Yeah, that's – I mean, it's very impressive. Like I said, it's a play. It's very rare you see a player make a play that way to end the game. Like, that was that's all pro type plays. Like, that's what it looks like, you know, when you're one of the top guys of your position in the league, going up, matching it up against, you know, one of the best wideouts in the league as well, and to make the plays that he made. You know, can't say enough about how impactful Stingley has been, you know, throughout not only those plays on yesterday, but Stingley has been impactful throughout the entire year. I think from the past three wins, he's been our defensive player of the game. So when he's making impact plays, it's putting us in position to win football games.
In the division, you and CJ are the first coach and quarterback duo to win the division in their first 2 years together. So how have you reflected on that, on what you've been able to accomplish in such a short time, and also what you're still trying to accomplish?
Yeah, as we reflect on winning a division and back to back, it's we're grateful, we're thankful, you know, to be in a position we are. I'm thankful to work with the guys I get to work with on a day-to-day basis. That's what makes it special, the people that I work with, and the way the guys show up every day to work with the right mindset, the right attitude. It makes it fun, right, to work with these guys. And also, we're always trying to do our best, trying to compete, win games. But you can do it with good people. That's when it means more.
Because you have a flag on the hip drop tackle. What did you see? Is that something you would submit on the tackle on Joe Mixon?
Yeah, the play with Joe on the sideline, we see that as a hip drop tackle. Didn't get flagged there, but see it as a hip drop tackle. Unfortunate. Again, it's something we're trying to clean up and get out of the game from a defensive perspective. Guys just have to do a better job of getting their bodies in front and wrapping up and running your feet.
You've touched on the connection between CJ and Nico in the past. I think you called it outstanding yesterday. Just how big is it for you to have a quarterback and a receiver that are on the same page in the red zone and able to make plays off schedule like that?
And the red zone is where we needed to improve offensively. And when you see things happen, plays broke down yesterday in the red zone, but seeing the off schedule, where CJ and Nico truly find that connection, whether it's in the back of the end zone or Nico, you know, making a move to come towards the front pylon, and CJ just keeping his eyes downfield and finding Nico. And those are the type of plays you have to make sometimes in the red zone, because once you hit your back foot, the coverage, no matter what coverage it is, probably guys are in windows, right? And it's not there as soon as you hit your back foot. So you have to be able to move around and make plays like that. And CJ and Nico are doing an outstanding job with that, and I'd like to see even more.
D'Amico, oftentimes, the quarterback is usually one of the more outspoken and quiet personalities on the team. But even going back to yesterday, talking to Sting afterwards, you know, after he had two interceptions, he's like, yeah, it's cool. Just being around the league for a long time, how unique is that, especially when it comes to like that position? And also, just getting a chance to get to know him over these past couple of years, what have you gotten a chance to learn about who Derek Stingley is, specifically as a person?
Yeah, Stingley is very quiet. It doesn't change no matter how many plays he makes, right? Impactful plays, game-changing plays. It's one thing about Sting, he's always the same. So he's not gonna give you much. But one thing, you know, for everyone to know, Sting, he cares a lot. Right, it means a lot to him to play well. Right, he's confident. He wants to be in those tough matchups, but he cares a lot about playing well. He cares a lot about, you know, helping the team win. So that's Stingley. Right, he has a big heart, and it shows. He doesn't always say it, but I could tell by his actions that he truly cares a lot for his teammates.
Christian Harris yesterday, what did you see from him in his first game back?
Hey, Christian was flying around. He's playing fast. He was sideline to sideline, makes nice tackles, like he hadn't missed a beat. You know, he'll have a few things to continue to clean up, but I was impressed with, you know, the amount of snaps he was able to play, and the plays he was able to make with him coming back, you know, after being away for such a long time. So I'm really impressed with just his outing on yesterday. It was cool to see. You know, he's missed a lot of time, worked hard to get back, and he did not want to come off the field. Even when I tried to get him off the field, he did not want to come off the field.
Henry played all the defensive snaps for you. Looked like he had the communication with you as well. What did you make of his performance yesterday, filling that role that I think, you know, Aziz typically has?
Yeah, I was pleased with Henry. I think one thing, having the communication, you know, when guys get that, sometimes, you know, it throws you off of your game, right, because you're having to do a little bit more when it comes to getting everyone else to call, getting everyone else lined up. But I thought Henry was very calm in the moment, and he handled himself really well. He played well, a ton of tackles, flying around, forced a fumble. But overall, he led the unit in a very, very nice manner, productive outing by him. And just the communication piece was off the charts. Right? We had a lot going on with what Miami's offense presents to us, and Henry was steady throughout the entire game.
What would you say are the strengths? You talked about leaning on strengths. Would you say that yesterday y'all did that? And what would you say are the strengths of this team?
At this moment of the season, you know, strengths, weaknesses, you know, every week, and it may be the offense needing to pick the defense up, or defense need to pick the offense up, special teams needing to make an impact play. At this point in the season, for me, it's, you know, it's about finding a way to win games. Like in playing, I mentioned it yesterday, is playing complementary football. Each side isn't always going to be on. Each side isn't always going to have it all together, but it's about picking each other up. It's about team football at this moment, and that just speaks to the team that we're playing this week, Kansas City. And no matter what position they find themselves in games, they find a way to win. Or it's offense, defense, special, they find a way to win games, and that's what good teams do, right? You can't, even though you want it to be one strength here or there, it doesn't matter. How do you win games? And that's all we're concerned about right now.
Kale Bullock's had a lot of success this year. What's impressed you the most since the day you guys got him to now, the way he's produced for you guys?
Yeah, proud of Kalen. And, you know, I always talked about him taking the football away, but I'm proud of him yesterday for just his angles to the football, his effort, and his tackling. I thought he improved. He took a step there in tackling. And so he's a young player who's continued to ascend for us, and he's making a ton of plays for us. Back there patrolling the middle of the field, like, you know, teams keep trying him, and he keeps going up and getting the football. So have a young player who's confident as he is, plays with great instincts, great hands, great eyes. He's making a ton of plays for us.
How did you come away viewing how the offense played as a whole?
Yeah, as a whole, I think our offense, we did some good things. We got points. We put the ball in the end zone. We got points. Moved the ball downfield. Put ourselves up to, you know, kick field goals. And, you know, we want to definitely, overall, there are always things to improve upon, right? Eliminating the negative plays. Don't like to see the negative plays there for us where we're going backwards. I just want to see more positive plays, gaining positive yardage. But, you know, get the ball in the end zone, play complementary football. It was enough for us to win.
With Patrick Mahomes dealing with that ankle injury, do you expect him to play? And does what he's dealing with change y'all's preparation in any way?
Yeah, I have no idea on if he's playing or not, so I really can't focus on it or be concerned about it. You know, we're preparing for the Chiefs, and you know, a lot of the light shines on Patrick a lot, but you know, if you watch the Chiefs play, their defense is outstanding unit. They do a really good job defensively. Coach Spagnuolo's done a great job. Coach Reed in the offense, they're going to find a way, no matter who's there, they find a way to move the football, right? And so we just have to be on it in all areas of the game, whether Patrick is there or not.
Coach, being able to slow down that Miami Dolphins offense, who has so many explosive weapons, being able to win like that, being able to grind out that type of win, is that what you mean by when you talk about December football?
That's it. That's, you know, that's what it looks like right there. I mean, it's not always pretty. It's never going to be perfect, but you have to grind, and you have to grind to the end of the game, right? When the clock says 0-0, it doesn't matter how pretty or ugly it looks. Like, you walk away with the W. That's the only thing that matters at this point in the season, right? And that's all our focus would be. That's what we did versus a really good Dolphins team. We grinded it out. We found a way to win. Special teams. I can't say enough about our special teams unit. I mean, not, you know, everybody talks about the fate and the execution of it, which was outstanding. But for me, the way our guys covered on the punt team, our kickoff team, the way they covered, the way they flew around and swarmed the ball carrier, like, man, I couldn't be more proud of our unit and them taking that, our game plan, taking it and executing it, right? I mean, I want to show those guys a lot of love. They did a really great job. Emi, great job of knocking down the field goals as well.
My next question, going back to that big punt, oftentimes, you know, teams quite work on that throughout the year, waiting for the right opportunity. How nice was it to dial it up and have it work in your favor, and how important do you think that was to ultimately, you know, helping you guys get the win?
Yeah, it was huge, a huge momentum shift for us, and one we needed at the time. I felt like it was the right moment for us to call it and make it happen, but credit to our guys for executing. It's one thing to call it, but you got to have the people who execute the right way. So Dylan Horton, Jake Hansen, Jeff Okuda, of course, MJ handling the football, getting it to, it's a lot of things that have to go right by a lot of different people on that play. And it was well executed. All right. Thank you guys.
There you go. That's the head coach of your Houston Texans, D'Amico Ryans, talking to the assembled media. What struck you real quick before we move it along here? Because he said quite a few things in there. What struck you the most of what D'Amico said there?
Yeah, you know, we're talking here as we're listening to it, and we're going to dig into this, if not today, certainly tomorrow. He kept talking about complimentary football, and I think he was trying to protect the offense a little bit because it was really about the defense and the special teams. Defense picking up everyone.
Yeah, he'd been asked. He asked, "What do you at this point in the season do you view as the strength of the team?" Which felt like a fairly, mm-hmm. you know, a fairly simple question to ask. You know, like, I didn't think that was going to be elicit kind of the response that D'Amico gave, and D'Amico kind of sidestepped it. Right, yeah. He talked about how, you know, at any given time you need, you know, you're going to need one part of the team to pick up another part of the team, but it feels like that's gone. It's kind of one way.
It's a defense.
It's been a one way street a lot of the times when we talk about one side picking up the other, and it's been the defense doing that. I understand in some ways why you want to protect, you know, your guys just generally.
Sure, he's protecting the offense and Bobby Slowick.
I don't know that it is viewed necessarily as a shot to be able to highlight that, yeah, the defense has been the strength of this team.
Yeah.
I don't know. I found it kind of odd that he seemed to not want to go to that place in the way that I felt like you could do it pretty simply. But hey, D'Amico Ryans has
a lot of shot at the offense to say, hey, our defense is playing its butts off.
And they absolutely are. Yeah. They absolutely are. A lot of interesting things there. I'm sure we'll talk more about that as we continue on here on Sports Radio 6.